WDADX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jeff. We'll jump in and give a little entertainment to those people, early risers, ACATG.
Good deal, good deal. Glad to hear it. We're up, we're moving. Yeah, that's about it. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. Hey, today I'm getting a delivery of 6 new apple trees. To replace the ones that got crushed by my fallen trees in my orchard. I got delivery today of 6, well, no, it's 3 plus a pear tree. Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, very good, very good. Are you even able to plant them right now, or is the ground thawed enough that you can get out there?
Well, the answer is, no, I can't plant them yet, but soon. You know, they were actually dug up last fall. They shook all the soil off of them, and they put them in cold storage with sawdust around the roots. So that's how they're going to arrive, kind of packed for cold storage, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's usually good to plant them early spring. That way they kind of come to life with everything else around them. This is usually the best time to plant them. I just didn't know if you were able to get out there right away and do that or not. So, all right, well, I'll answer that question. Oh, very good. And it sounds like you have a fair amount of work getting the other ones out of there. Are you just planning on cutting them off at the ground and planting nearby?
No, I'll actually dig them out. Which is probably a good thing, because then I can put new dirt around the new trees and blah, blah, blah. Maybe I think that'll be a better thing to do. But yeah, I still have a little bit of work to take out. I got some of the big tree cut up, but I haven't yet hauled it away. And then I got to figure out how to burn all the branches. That'll be, you know how burning is. It takes a while.
Better kind of night. That's not all bad. Oh, shoot. But, I have a feeling I've got some work to do down by our house. We've got some trees that have tipped over, and we've got some that are into the yard. And Cassie and I have that property there on the road, and we've got a couple trees that have come down into the road. Someone's already cut the tops of them off, cleaned it up enough so cars can go back and forth through, but I have a feeling I'm going to have to get out there and at least cut them back enough that they're off the edge of the road a bit.
Oh, well, your road, O'Brien, that's a county road, isn't it? That's not private.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So are you talking about your new driveway that you're going to maybe build? That area? Gosh, that could be a lot of cutting.
KE8FGW monitoring.
WFGW, I'm monitoring 430 repeater. W8DDV, KE8FPW, Dooney, I think I heard you. KE8FPW, W8DDV, yeah, I'm taking John to work. He's wondering if you wanted me to stop over and fix that IP address after I drop him off at the casino. Oh, yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, we can see if we can get it figured out. I tried, and it said it didn't like it.
He's just picking up his dinner slash lunch, ordered some pizza tonight and at Hungry Howie's, and I'll take him to the casino, drop him off, and I'll head over that way.
Okay, yeah, just give me a call on the radio when you get here. I'll meet you out there.
Good, talk to you then. W8DDB. K8FJW, W8DDB Mobile.
Go ahead.
I just dropped John off at work, and I'm heading your way.
Okay, I'm out in the shack now.
I park in the front on the road, or is that road okay to drive into?
Yeah, I'll be okay coming down on the side road.
All right, sounds good. K8FJW, W8DDB.